Will the IMF chief's arrest affect the European debt crisis?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The White House said today it is confident the International Monetary Fund can move forward with an acting director. That's after Dominique Strauss-Kahn was arrested over the weekend on charges he sexually assaulted a hotel housekeeper. He's in a New York courtroom at this hour for arraignment. Now, Strauss-Kahn was expected at a meeting today among Eurozone countries to finalize plans for Portugal's bailout and to determine whether Greece might need more money, too. Julia Coronado is with investment bank BNP Paribas.
He was such a key player in the whole negotiation process and the actual resolutions that it's possible that this could have an impact.
Now, for now, the IMF's deputy in charge, John Lipsky, is filling in. Strauss-Kahn's lawyers said he would plead not guilty to sexual assault charges. Today is the day the federal government hits its debt ceiling, even though the U.S. Treasury is buying some time until August by using a few accounting maneuvers. Up to now, there's been no deal in Washington to raise the limit, which could have some big ramifications going forward. Ezra Klein is economic columnist for The Washington Post. Good morning.
Morning.
So, yeah, the official deadline is today, right? The $14.3 trillion ceiling has been met. But Treasury's doing a little smoke and mirror work, right, to push the actual deadline back.
Right. Well, first, happy debt ceiling day.
Yeah.
It's a big day for us all. Treasury thinks they can delay this for about 11 weeks. And let's be very clear about what's happened here. Congress has previously passed laws which have resulted in bills for the country. And we are now, Congress is not giving the Treasury the capacity to pay those bills. Now, Treasury is able to liquidate various other types of borrowing it's doing. So it's already liquidated a program for state and local to help state and local governments manage their finances. And now it is beginning to borrow from federal pension funds.
When you say liquidate, are you talking about selling? They're just getting rid of it?
They're just getting rid of the program temporarily.
Okay.
So they're taking money they would have used for that and moving it over to paying the country's bills. So they think they've got about 11 weeks of this type of moving money around. And that causes problems for people, by the way, that type of moving money around. But anyway, 11 weeks. And at the 11-week mark, all hell breaks loose.
What kind of problems does it cause people?
Well, state and local governments, for one, are losing a product that has helped them sort of smooth out their finances over time. The federal pension funds, they'll be fine if they're paid back, but we're having now sort of more intergovernmental borrowing. It creates different problems for the returns those pension funds would get. And as things go on, you basically have a Treasury with less and less capability to be flexible in what it needs to do. So, you know, one thing, they begin moving money out of our crisis funds. But what happens if you actually have an international economic crisis during that period? So this is not how you want to run a business, a household, a government, really anything.
Is someone going to blink, do you think, in this game of chicken?
I think that we had better hope so.
Ezra Klein, economic columnist with The Washington Post. Ezra, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. Well, we've got some mixed numbers going on here. The NASDAQ off about 0.5%, but the Dow is up 22 points, about 0.2% at 12,618. Computerized exchange NASDAQ will not try to take over the New York Stock Exchange. The CEO this morning of NASDAQ said this, he didn't think the deal would pass U.S. regulatory muster. I remember years ago when I was working full-time, knee-deep in Psych 283 homework and eating ramen noodles for dinner, I'd find myself mumbling one question. From the education desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott says it's a pretty common question.
Is college worth the money? Not surprisingly, your answer may depend on whether you got a degree. Paul Taylor is one of the Pew Survey's authors. He says a majority of the general public said college is not a good value for the money.
But if you ask college graduates whether college was a good investment for them personally, an overwhelming share, 86%, say, yes, it was a good investment for me personally.
Taylor says a typical college graduate makes almost $20,000 a year more than someone who has only finished high school. Richard Vedder directs the Center for College Affordability and Productivity. He says that's not the case for the many people who go to college and don't finish.
There are still a lot of people for whom college is a good investment. But for that 40% who don't make it through, it's clearly not so good of an investment.
College graduates also reported being happier and more satisfied with their jobs. Among 18 to 35-year-olds without a bachelor's degree and not in school, almost half said they couldn't afford college. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk, for nearly 90 years committed to innovation in diabetes care. Learn more at novonordisk-us.com. and by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, trained local agents committed to small business success. More at 1-866-200-4BIZ.
This is a big week for the TV network, selling their fall shows to potential advertisers in what's called the upfront. Named so because advertisers can lock in their rates upfront for the season. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports NBC is turning to its news team, hoping for a hit.
The last thing many people remember about NBC is Jay Leno's weeknight show that crashed and burned. NBC's new owner, Comcast, will now go the safe route. It'll reportedly debut a primetime news magazine. Stephen Battaglio's business editor at TV Guide.
This is what I know about the show. It's not a filler. You know, NBC has a very strong news division. It makes a lot of money, and they have a lot of big-name news talent.
Like the new show's reported host, Brian Williams. And while a new drama or comedy can easily become a money pit, news is far cheaper to produce. Robert Thompson's pop culture professor at Syracuse University.
Would I want to bet my retirement fund, what's left of it, on the success of this? No. This is, I think, in some ways going to be a tough sell.
Tough because the world doesn't exactly need another news magazine. But at least, Thompson says, NBC won't rely on a new reality show to save itself. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
And finally, a German man won the World Beard and Mustache Competition in Norway yesterday. Hairdresser Elmar Wieser beat out 160 other contestants. Wieser's beard was shaped like a moose and Norwegian flag. He's no stranger to the competition. 6 years ago, he won by molding his beard into the Brandenburg Gate. You can see pictures of Wieser's beard at marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Oil has brought fortunes to Nigeria. Pollution, though, and violence, too. So, worth it?
But when you look at what oil money could have done to the country, could have changed, that's where you feel almost as if what has been achieved is nothing.
I'm Kai Rizdal, where oil and prosperity don't necessarily go hand in hand. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.